So I'm delighted to have with me today Dr. Alex Stewart. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon.
Really lovely to have you here. So this is another one of our interviews in the series for cervical cancer screening awareness week. And Dr. Alex treats women who have cervical cancer. So a really, really important job. And we're so grateful that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about this, because it's obviously a really, really important key topic that we get out there so that women understand what might happen if they should suddenly be diagnosed. So perhaps we can start off with you explaining to us what a smear test is.
So a smear test is usually done at your GP's surgery, and you'll receive a letter inviting you to come for a smear test. And it's very important to take up that letter and that offer when it comes. The test is performed with a little tube that's placed inside you into the vagina. And then a small brush is placed onto the cervix and takes a selection of the cells from the cervix, which are placed into a little pot, and then the tube is removed from you. It takes about 5 minutes. It's a little bit uncomfortable, but it's not painful. And the team at the GP surgery will be extremely supportive and helpful to you when you have it done.
Okay, that's fantastic. We've established how important this is. Is it 100% effective?
Unfortunately, no test that we do is ever 100% effective, but they are extremely effective. So they will pick up about 97% of cases of cancer.
That's amazing, isn't it? That is amazing. And you start, because it used to be quite, it's something like 30 before you had your first smear test, but I know that's being brought forward. So what's the sort of age range for women to be invited to go for a smear test?
So you could get the letter any time within the 6 months before your 25th birthday. And the screening goes on from 25 to 64.
Wow, that's quite a long time, isn't it? But it's obviously, you know, something that people should be aware of and should be prepared to do, because there's a large percentage of women who don't take up their screening.
That's right. So the percentage of women who don't take up the screening has actually risen slightly within the last decade. So it is now that 72% of women are taking up the screening, which has dropped by 4% since 2011, which is a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame, especially as you know that it detects 97% of cervical cancers.
And not only does it detect the cancers, but it also detects the precancers. And if we can treat the precancers at an early stage, then they never turn into cancers. And that's exactly what we want to do, to be able to treat the ladies before they develop a cancer. And then they'll never have a cancer, and then they'll never need to come and see me at the hospital.
No, that is the ideal scenario, isn't it? Because I think I read somewhere that smear tests prevent 75% cervical cancer cases.
So
those that sort of small percentage that isn't detected will be because it's occurred between smear tests. And all those who go for that test, it's going to prevent 75% of cases, because as you say, they're going to get those precancerous conditions, which are so treatable, so easily treatable, and are going to prevent them from going on to develop the full-blown thing. Alex, tell us about the treatment.
So the treatment is either surgery for an early cancer, or they could come to my part of the hospital and receive chemotherapy and radiotherapy for a slightly more advanced cancer. Both of these can have effects on fertility, which is obviously why we like to try and pick it up before it's a cancer. Some of the surgical approaches can treat people and still maintain their fertility. And other approaches that we use will affect whether a lady can have a child herself. But we do have some approaches where we can maintain people's ovaries, so that we can look at having surrogate pregnancies later, so that they can have their own biological child. But radiotherapy and chemotherapy together are extremely effective and have a very high cure rate. So although we might need more advanced treatment for these ladies with the more advanced cancers, we can still cure a lot of them, the majority of them.
Brilliant. That's really good news. And I believe that you recently had your very welcome letter arriving.
That's right. So my letter arrived in sort of February when everything was rather different than it is now. And I made my appointment for the 26th of March. And I'm always very busy and it's difficult to get time to fit in appointments. And I think this is typical of any working woman, working mother, just the time to sort of do that. But it's something that I know is very important to do. So I scheduled it in carefully. And then I was worried that the appointment that I'd carefully scheduled would be cancelled because of COVID and the COVID crisis. My GP surgery at Fairlands were absolutely fantastic. So they were obviously being hit with COVID that week. It was just as we were going into lockdown. Of the two nurses, one nurse was off unexpectedly that day, either isolating or with it. And they brought me in and they kept me very informed by text messages saying, make sure you keep coming along. They still did the screening and the results were actually back within a couple of weeks. Wow. And fortunately, there was no evidence of the HPV, which is the virus that's associated with abnormal smears. And so I had a clear smear and I can now wait a few years before I need to go through that again.
Which is brilliant. And it's great that the doctor surgeries are still carrying out these, because that's, I know talking to another doctor at the Royal Surrey, she was saying that in the early days of lockdown, it was so quiet there because clearly women weren't going forward to see their GPs when they had any symptoms. And it's quite key that that they do need to continue going despite what's happening at the moment.
Absolutely. I think one of the really important things is that the GPs are still open for a number of face-to-face appointments. So although within the hospital and within the GP surgeries, we've moved a lot to telephone consultations, important things like smear tests where you can only be seen face-to-face are being carried out. And therefore, it's important not just to put the letter in a drawer and say, oh, I expect with COVID that's not being done, because you'll find that your GP surgery is there. And actually, you might even get be seen a little bit more quickly because of the majority of the consultations taking place by telephone. People who are there and in person are often seen a little bit more quickly. One thing that we've been worried about is ladies with symptoms. So as you said, the majority of cancers are able to be picked up and often prevented with the smear test. But we still do get ladies who present with symptoms. Either they've missed their smears and then have developed a cervix cancer, or the cancer has developed in a very, very small number of cases in between smear tests or before smear tests occur. And for those ladies, really, really important to go to the GPs. So if they have bleeding after sex or bleeding in between periods, deep pain during sex as well, those all might be indications. There might be perfectly normal explanations for them, but they are triggers to go to the GPs or telephone the GP and arrange a consultation and then probably an onward referral. And you might not even be examined at the GPs. You might not be examined till you get into the hospital. Depends what the symptoms are, and that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, okay. And it's probably worth just mentioning here that, and again, I've read this online, but there are so many reasons that women put off going. Embarrassment about the shape of their bodies, time is a huge factor, especially for working mothers. Thinking that it'll be difficult to get an appointment. There are so many reasons that women put these off, but we can't emphasize enough, especially during this week, but at any time, how important these tests are for women to have.
Absolutely. They really, really are important. And the rate of cervix cancer in the UK has dropped significantly since we introduced the cervix cancer screening. One other reason people might think that they don't need to go for their screening is because they've had the HPV vaccine. Now, that will drop cervix cancer massively. So that is brilliant that we have the HPV screening. But it is still important for people who may not have made full immunity to the HPV virus, or for people who didn't fall into that group, just to still go and have the screening, even though you've had the HPV vaccine.
Yeah, because we've interviewed one lady on this in this series, and she had actually had the HPV vaccine, but she then went on to develop cervical cancer.
Yeah, there are a small number of strains of HPV that aren't covered by the vaccine. So that's one reason why it's very important. So again, the HPV vaccine is going to drop the rate of cervix cancer even further. And that's going to cover the majority of the strains of the cancer, of the cancer-causing virus. But there are still a small number of strains out there that could infect you. So it's still important to go for that screening.
Yeah.
And all women are different sizes and shapes, just like we're different sizes and shapes on the outside. Yeah. We're all different sizes and shapes down below. It's nothing to be worried about or embarrassed about. The nurses who perform the smears or the GPs that perform the smears have seen everybody, and it's absolutely fine. Nothing to be worried about. Nothing to be worried about if you haven't waxed or shaved, or if you have waxed or shaved. Everybody does different things. Nobody's going to judge you when you go for a smear. The most important thing is that you're there.
Really good advice, really good advice. And I think it's brilliant that there is such a success rate because of the HPV vaccine, because of the screening. It's brilliant that there are so many fewer cases of cervical cancer. And, you know, by raising awareness, hopefully we're going to help to reduce that even more.
Yeah, I hope by the time I come up to retirement, it's a rare, rare cancer. It's already quite rare. But I'm hoping that it gets rarer and rarer as the years go on.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today, Doctor. We're really, really grateful, as I say, for you giving up some of your precious time.
No problem.
That was Dr. Alex Stewart from the Royal Surrey as part of this series of Cervical Cancer Screening Awareness Week.